Now the decision of whether or not to marinate meat before cooking has confused me and other home cooks and grillers over the years. Then there are sub-questions like what should be in a marinade? How long should things marinate? Good news, our next guest has some solid answers. On this week's edition of Food Friday, we'll dig into the science of what marinating can and can't accomplish and get some recipes to put it into practice. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a marinade recipe you keep handy in the kitchen? What's your favorite type or cut of meat to marinate? What have you always wondered about? Why marinating works or doesn't work in some cases? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Daniel Gritzer is Senior Culinary Director at the food and drink website Serious Eats. He was previously a food editor at Food & Wine magazine and a restaurants and bars staff writer for Time Out New York. He also worked as a cook for several years at a variety of restaurants in New York City. Daniel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
You've worked around and written about food for a long time. Has your position on marinated meats changed over that time?
with sufficient marination, it has on the topic. It's definitely evolved, and there's a lot of things that we just published an article recently on Serious Eats about the science and technique of marination. I worked on it with a wonderful writer, cook, and person with a really extensive food science background named Tim Chin, and his work confirmed a lot of things that we had kind of understood for a while, but we really did some very specific tests just to make sure that the advice we were giving really held up.
One misconception that I certainly had about marinating was, okay, I'm going to put this marinade on and it's going to have, you know, salt, but it had pepper and all these other flavors, and all those flavors, the longer it goes, are going to sink down to the middle of the meat and I'll taste it with every bite. Not so much.
As it turns out, not so much. without a doubt, marinades do add flavor. There's no question about that. But marinades, in terms of flavor, really are mostly a surface treatment. You know, there's no just absolute hard rule. If you know, there might be some flavors that manage to get a little bit farther in than others, but almost none of the flavor really penetrates beyond the surface of the meat.
Except there's one magical substance that does go deep down if we leave it long enough, if I have it right, and that is salt?
Certainly salt. Salt's not the only one, but it's probably the most important one. Yeah, salt in a marinade, which most marinades have salt, really does do things that with time, it does more and more and better and better. Eventually, it can become a problem. But yeah, so salt, because it dissolves into sodium and chloride ions, and on the molecular level, those are really, 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 really small. So they can get into the meat, and they do, and they help meat. Essentially, it's a brine, right? A marinade, in a lot of ways, in terms of its effect over time, it acts as a brine, and so salt helps meat retain its moisture, retain juices. And it also seasons the meat. You do taste the salt deeper into the meat. So that's definitely a positive.
And salt, as I understand it, Daniel, is doing more than just adding flavor inside the meat. There's some texture things going on. What do we know about the science there?
Yeah, so salt can dissolve some muscle proteins. This can help when you cook the meat, because if you think of a piece of meat kind of like a sponge, it's saturated with water. And when you cook meat, the muscle in the meat contracts from the heat, and that contraction is kind of like it's almost as if the heat were a hand squeezing the sponge. And so the hotter it gets, the tighter it squeezes together. And you can see it, right? If you think about how, when you cook a piece of meat, you see it get smaller. You can actually see this with your eye. It contracts, and with that contraction, it squeezes out the moisture, which can make the meat seem more dry. So what salt can do is it gets in there and it dissolves some of those muscle proteins. And so even though the meat will still contract when you cook it, it won't contract quite as much, quite as quickly. And that helps the meat stay juicier over time, which is like kind of precisely what a brine does, whether it's a wet brine, meaning you're submerging the meat in something that's liquid that has salt in it, or if you do a dry brine, you know, maybe dry brine chicken or turkey, where you just sprinkle salt on the outside of the meat and just give it enough time, you know, at least an hour, and for bigger pieces of meat or a turkey or something, several hours, give it time for that salt to dissolve and then penetrate into the meat.
Talking to Daniel Gritzer from Serious Eats on this edition of Food Friday. We are talking about marinades and marinating, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question for our guest? Are you cooking meat, maybe grilling meat tonight or this weekend? You need some advice? Do you have a favorite go-to, a magical secret that you're willing to share with us? Join in at 800-642-1234. Let's talk about timing, Daniel. You, in that piece, you mentioned that science test, you tested different meats, different marinades, different lengths of time. What kind of answers did you find out about how long is long enough but not too long?
Yeah, so we these tests we did specifically with chicken, pork, and beef. And as you said, we explored a lot of different common variables in marinades, salt, sugar, flavorings, like, you know, whether it's herbs, spices, garlic, you name it. And what we found was that the primary thing a marinade does, if it's left for any time, is what we were just talking about. It acts as a brine, which is not nothing. That's not, you know, that's, I certainly wouldn't say a marinade does nothing, or that there's no benefit for leaving meat in a marinade for some time. And then, of course, like we were just talking, flavor-wise, not much is changing over time in terms of the penetration of those flavors into the meat. One other thing that does that can happen with a marinade over the course of time is if the marinade has some kind of an acidic ingredient in it, whether it's vinegar or wine or citrus juices, the acid can also do things. It can tenderize the meat over time, which can be a pleasant effect. But if the acid is left for too long, it starts to shift out of just sort of a pleasant tenderization and transitions into an unpleasant mushiness that you can start to detect as the meat breaks down more and more in the presence of the acid. There are also other ingredients similar to acid. They like fresh pineapple juice, fresh papaya. There's certain fruits that have naturally occurring enzymes in them that also break down proteins. And so similar to acid, enzymes can also have this tenderization effect that if left for too long, you know, more than, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours or something, can start to go in the wrong direction.
We heard on the Ideas Network Facebook page from Steve, who writes, I am marinating venison steak 4 days in a soy sauce base. It certainly gets tender. And he mentions he also dry rubs and intermarinades many chicken recipes, makes most of his own. Venison for 4 days, Steve, that seems like it might be pushing it a little long based on what you were saying, but maybe, I don't know, venison meat, I know, behaves differently than some of our more commonly cooked store-bought meats.
Right. I mean, it's such an important point that there are so many variables at play across different kinds of meat, different cuts of meat, different ingredients in a marinade, you know, different marinade recipes, that it's very hard to make any kind of universal statement about what's a good idea, what's a bad idea. So, you know, to be really clear, I'm speaking in generalities here. Generally speaking, I would say, yeah, 4 days sounds like a really long time to leave anything in a marinade where you would see a, I don't know, a benefit. But then again, I haven't done tests on venison, so maybe there's something I don't know about venison.
Steve, report back about the impact of that 4-day soy sauce marinade on the venison. Let's bring out a caller now at 800-642-1234. Mark is with us in Madison. Mark, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What did you want to ask about?
I have a question. We have a little bit of a debate going with my wife and doing marinades, and I want to fork my chicken before I do the marinade. I feel like it seeps into the chicken better and gives it better flavor. It does take more time, but I think it's worth it. And I was curious about the thoughts in regards to that.
And your wife, I gather, Mark, says no, don't poke it with the fork
she
first.
She says, forget about it. I don't have enough time. And, you know, we got a lot of other things to do.
We got any money riding on this, Mark?
We do a little bit. Yes, we do.
All right, Daniel, we're solving a bet here. Where do we, I think I know the answer because one of your recipes uses that fork.
Yeah, I think I'm so glad Mark asked this question. And I have good news, Mark. You and your wife are both right because she's probably right that you don't have time for this. So I'm not going to argue with that. At the same time, you, I think, are right that creating any kind of pathway for a marinade to get past the exterior of the meat is going to help the marinade penetrate into the meat more deeply. And I really what this is about is, you know, if we're talking about how deeply does a marinade penetrate a piece of meat? Well, the big question is, how big is this piece of meat that we're talking about or pieces of meat? What's the surface area? If I take, you know, a pork shoulder and it's a whole boneless pork shoulder and it's huge, I mean, the marinade's really not going to get in there at all, like in any meaningful way. If I take that same pork shoulder and I slice it thinly and I marinate all of those thin slices, sure, in terms of actual millimeters of penetration into any given piece, it may be the same as that huge one, but I've created a heck of a lot more surface area for that marinade to be exposed to, which definitely makes a difference. So the idea of physically manipulating the meat, whether it's puncturing it, cutting slits in it, scoring it, slicing it thinly, cutting it into small pieces, all of these are very good tactics for improving how much of the marinade gets, you know, all over the meat.
Mark, thanks a lot for that call. It is a marinade edition of Food Friday with Daniel Gritzer, Senior Culinary Director for Serious Eats. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about marinating for our guest? Do you have a household debate? What works for you? What doesn't when it comes to marinating? Do you have any go-to tried and true recipes? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We're picking up our talk with Daniel Gritzer, Senior Culinary Director for Serious Eats. It's Food Friday. We're talking all about marinating. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question for our guests about how to marinate maybe whatever you're cooking this weekend? Do you have a success story or something that went horribly, horribly wrong? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Mark wrote on Facebook, I make a pretty decent marinade for chicken breast. If you like tarragon, olive oil, kosher salt, and Grey Poupon like mustard. That sounds like a pretty good combo, Daniel. What do you think about that? Are there things you might add or subtract there?
I love the sound of that. I have a personal affinity for tarragon, and I think it marries especially well with chicken. So I'm already sold right there. You know, that sounds like a great marinade. Mustard is very flavorful. The salt is going to be doing the kind of brining thing I was talking about. And then, you know, I think the oil is an interesting element because that's another thing that we looked at with this article on the science of marinades. And fat is a very important ingredient in cooking because for many reasons, but one of them is it can be a great conduit of flavor. There are many flavor molecules that are not soluble in water, but they are soluble in fat. And so fat can do a great job of getting flavor out of flavorful ingredients and spreading it around. At the same time, fat does not penetrate a piece of meat. So in terms of the marinade and that question of penetration, the presence or absence of fat isn't going to make much difference, but that still doesn't mean it's not a good thing to put in a marinade. So yeah, you get the tarragon flavor, the mustard, the fat is going to really help spread it and coat it on the meat evenly. And then also fat's great because once you throw the meat on the grill, it's going to help with the grilling.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Jude is on the line in Tomahawk. Jude, hi.
Hi. I have a marinade recipe that I've used for 50 years that I got from a family that I was a governess for when I was working down in Highland Park, Illinois. And it's two ingredients, and it has always been everyone's favorite marinade. It's wishbone Italian dressing and soy sauce.
Just Italian dressing, Wishbone brand, you said? Italian dressing and soy sauce.
Always, yeah, I always use Wishbone, and I always use La Choy soy sauce. And it's a simple, perfect marinade. I put Wishbone in a bowl, and then I add enough soy sauce to just color it brown.
And what are we doing in there, chicken or whatever you want?
I do steak cut up for shish kebabs. I do chicken for shish kebabs. I do vegetables, peppers, mushrooms, onions, cherry tomatoes for shish kebabs, and it's fabulous.
Jude, thanks a lot for the call. And I got to say, Daniel, sometimes I know when I'm in a hurry in particular, I'll just plan on using a salad dressing on a marinade. Do you have any favorites for a shortcut like that?
I don't have anything like a personal thing that I do that's that I could offer beyond what you're just saying. And it's a smart move. I mean, on the one hand, it's this marinade is only two ingredients. On the other hand, Italian dressing has many ingredients, right? So you're saving yourself a lot of time, because you're getting all the flavorings from that dressing. You're getting all the herbs. There's going to be some acidity in the dressing. Plus you're going to have fat, other seasonings, whatever Wishbone is putting in their specific, their formula. And then you're spiking it with the salt and umami of, soy sauce. So, you're getting a lot of bang for your buck there. And in general, that kind of thing is a very clever thing to do to keep your cooking life easy. I have two small kids. I don't always have time to do everything from scratch, and still get a lot of payoff.
And Jude mentioned a magic word there too, Daniel, kebab. This is a great, you mentioned expanding your surface area, having more surface for the marinade and that flavor to come in contact with. For a grill, a kebab's a great way to do that, right?
Absolutely, yeah, because you're cubing the meat. So you're getting, yeah, just like you said, you're increasing the surface area on that meat, which is going to give you more opportunity for the flavorful marinade to cling to more places.
We are talking on Food Friday to Daniel Gritzer from Sirius Eats, talking about marinades and marinating. We've got a couple recipes linked to WPR.org/Food Friday. We've got the ingredients there, a link to Sirius Eats there. Daniel, I want to check at least one of those out. We've got a yogurt and mint marinated chicken thighs with pickled nectarines from you all at Sirius Eats. A lot going on there, and it sounds awesome. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this recipe is from a food writer and also an amazing photographer named Nick Sharma. Nick came up with this recipe as he was doing a separate investigation for us specifically about the effect of acid in a marinade. And he was sort of starting the question from an anecdotal observation, which is that he felt that marinades that are like yogurt based marinades, which is that's lactic acid, right, that we're talking about in that particular case, he had observed that those marinades seem to be more gentle on the meat in terms of the negative effects of acid over time, and he wanted to look into it further. Nick also has a science background, so he was very well suited to this task, and indeed with his own side-by-side testing, he did find that lactic acid marinades are more gentle on meat than marinades that have, say, citric acid from citrus or acetic acid from vinegar. That's not to say that citric acid or acetic acid are bad in a marinade, but just you have less, room for error in terms of when they start to make the meat become mushy. And so he created this particular marinade just as a, to illustrate the point. And Nick has a wonderful palate, and it is a yogurt marinade that has mint, and he serves it with these peaches. And it's just a great summertime recipe.
We got a call from John who couldn't stay on the line. John wanted to ask if MSG can be a good substitute for salt and the pluses and minuses of MSG in a marinade. And Daniel, if I read right, I think MSG is something that does in some ways penetrate like salt does.
Yeah, this was really interesting. MSG was one of the things that Tim tested for this article. And in fact, MSG did get into the meat. And if left too long, it started to alter the texture of the meat in what Tim felt was an unappealing way. I think he described it as sort of getting a kind of squeaky texture. But MSG is a you know, I know there can be concern around MSG and headaches and stuff like that. There's been a fair amount of debunking around it, even if it's not a totally settled question. I use MSG or other ingredients that are very high in umami, which is basically what MSG is, all the time, and love it. And, you know, MSG, it's not the same thing as salt. And so I don't know that it totally replaces salt. I mean, obviously, if you have a low salt diet, you're going to look for strategies to, you know, compensate where you can. But it's extremely complementary. I mean, MSG, like other umami ingredients, it enhances this sort of inherent deliciousness of anything. It's very hard to put your finger on that flavor. You know, it's very easy to say, oh, this is salty, this is sweet, this is sour. But umami we all know it and we love the foods that have it, but it's a bit harder to describe. But it's a great ingredient, whether in a marinade or anything else, frankly.
Daniel, let's end with a bit of food safety for first timers. Marinating meat, we probably don't want to use that marinade later, right?
Right, unless you cook it. Right. So the concern with using any kind of a marinade as a sauce after you've marinated the meat in it is that the marinade would still have potential, I mean, it would definitely have bacteria from the meat in it. And so you'd be reintroducing the bacteria onto the meat after you've cooked the meat, which is, you know, generally not the best idea. So you have a couple options. One is you can put some marinade aside if you would like to use it as a sauce in some form, and do not put the meat in that reserved marinade. That marinade, in theory, is safe to use later. And the other option is you can cook the marinade in some form. You could brush the marinade or baste it onto the meat as it's cooking in order to sort of build up layers of it. And because it's getting exposed to heat, that's fine. Or if you wanted to simmer it in a saucepan or something like that and sort of transform it into some kind of a sauce, that also is totally fine. So the big issue is just uncooked marinade that has had raw meat in it is absolutely what you want to keep away from your cooked food.
Thanks to our guest on Food Friday, Daniel Gritzer, Senior Culinary Director for Serious Eats. Find a couple marinade recipe suggestions at WPR.org/Food Friday.